In his new book, How to Give Up Plastic, Will McCollum says it's all about setting small, attainable goals.
It's much better to pick up these habits one by one, you know, ingrain them, and then move on to the next.
In the kitchen, look for items you can buy in bulk in store in glass jars, like rice, beans, and pasta. And in the bathroom?
That's one of the ones where I feel like a lot of people have that experience of looking at a shelf and they just see lots and lots of different plastic bottles. So some of the solutions are really old-fashioned, things like a bar of soap. Moisturizer comes in a tin.
Washing your clothes on lower temperatures and at a lower spin cycle helps to prevent the buildup of microplastic that comes off synthetic materials.
And they're so small, they just go straight through the filter system and end up in the water and end up going into the ocean.
Switching to reusable water bottles and reusable grocery bags can also make a big difference.
Don't make this all or nothing. Do what you can, and that matters. Don't not do something because you can't give it up completely. Even giving up by 50% makes a big difference.
Rachel Ninia, WTOP News.